Good afternoon. A brisk northwest wind flow has established itself over interior New York and New England around a mid-level circulation in southern Canada. The storm system that brought all the rain during the middle and latter portion of the week is still lifting out through the Maritimes, but we're left with moisture around the circulation across the Great Lakes, and as a result, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a few passing rain or snow showers during the afternoon. Temperatures will manage to reach into the middle and upper 40s in most locations. Immediately downwind of Lake Ontario, with additional moisture, some lake effect snow could add up over the next 12 to 24 hours, and in some cases, especially across the Tug Hill Plateau, we could pick up several inches of snow. We'll continue with that brisk northwest flow tonight, and skies will be mostly cloudy. We still run the risk of a few passing rain or snow showers, with lows averaging in the lower 30s. With that circulation continuing tomorrow, we'll have more in the way of in-and-out sunshine, with the best chance of a little more sun in the valleys and a better chance of more cloud cover across the mountains with a few passing rain or snow showers. Blustery and cool, with highs averaging in the lower 40s. Finally, we'll break out into more sunshine as that circulation loosens its grip on the region for Sunday. We'll call for mostly sunny skies in the valleys and a mix of sun and clouds in the hills and mountains, with highs reaching to about 40. A weak disturbance will pivot through the Ohio Valley and into our region late Sunday night and Monday morning. There will be a few light snow showers with this system as it passes through that could dust the ground for Monday morning's commute. This is important because of timing only, not because of snowfall amounts, as they will be minimal, but a little bit of slippery travel not out of the question as we open up the new work week. High temperatures on Monday afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds will be in the lower 40s. High pressure will be in place for the day on Tuesday, keeping it dry, although sunshine will eventually give way to increasing late-day clouds with high temperatures around 40. And this is in advance of the next storm system, which looks to come through in two parts. With cold air in place, it looks like we'll have some light snow on Wednesday morning, perhaps transitioning to some rain or rain showers in the afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. And then another wave of low pressure will bring us a chance of rain or rain and snow on Thursday. High temperatures both days will be in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing upper-level low over northwestern Mexico will pull moisture off the western Gulf of Mexico over parts of the southern plains and into the lower Mississippi Valley through today and into the weekend. Showers and thunderstorms will develop over parts of the western Gulf Coast and expand into the Texas Panhandle. Some of the storms could be severe, particularly in southern Texas, with strong wind gusts and hail, the primary risks. Meanwhile, snow will develop over parts of the central and southern Rockies this afternoon, although rather modest snowfall amounts of a few inches possible here. Meanwhile, a flash flood watch is out for all of the Hawaiian Islands. The combination of deep tropical moisture and an unstable air mass will result in occasional rounds of heavy showers and thunderstorms across the state through the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Stuart, Florida, to a low of 9 below zero at Sunrise Mountain, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 50, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 66, set in 1998, and the record low, 2 below zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers of rain and snow today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing showers today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few rain and snow showers and lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, with a few passing showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few rain and snow showers and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few passing rain and snow showers, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday around 40. Some light snow showers Monday morning, then increasing sunshine, lower 40s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Tuesday around 40. And a chance of snow or rain Wednesday, and a chance of rain Thursday. High temperatures both days in the lower 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.